I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. lawmakers told VOA that they are not surprised by North Korea's threat to cancel an upcoming summit between President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bone reports.
Pyongyang's objections to joint U.S.-South Korean military drills and the Trump administration's stance on North Korea's nuclear program are an obvious negotiating ploy, according to Republican Senator Tom Tillis.
I actually think it's par for the course at this stage of any negotiations, right? The question is whether or not the summit stays on.
White House officials have downplayed Pyongyang's threat. Tillis is urging a continued measured response. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog says chlorine was likely used as a weapon in Syria. The AP's Charles Deledesma reports.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has released details of a report into the chlorine use, but doesn't say which side in the fighting used it. The group says the fighting took place in the Syrian town of Sarakeb in early February, the latest case of poison gas being unleashed in Syria's civil war. The probe comes amid the OPCW's investigation into another attack 2 months later in Douma, near the capital Damascus, a much larger attack that triggered US, British and French strikes against government posts in Syria a week later. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel celebrated the opening of Guatemala's new embassy in Jerusalem Wednesday as the Palestinians recalled their ambassadors to four European countries that had supported the United States' move of its embassy to Jerusalem on Monday. This is VOA News. The president of the European Council has said EU member states will aim to work towards a united European